Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Ali for this special song, Mood of Images. Think about it. You made it very clear. Think about it. So we're here tonight on this Rock Talk radio station, calling the people back to the oneness of God so we all can live in this earth in peace. And to these images, moved out of the world, moved out of the hearts and the minds of the people, this problem is going to continue to happen. Racism has Israel is trying to genocide the Palestinians, but they claim that Hitler tortured 6 million. They're always throwing that up. Put 6 million in the Holocaust. And these people acting just like Hitler. But so we here tonight, because we have some of these Hitler people in America, call themselves white people, and there's no white people. If we had been some white people in this world, we would never have slavery. We would never have the world we have today. If there had been white means pure, according to Webster. And there were some pure people, and they related or close to God. Don't you know they've been the best people in the world? They've been nice. They've been good neighbors and everything else. We can't find that in America because a lie's been told, and the lies keep being told. Every year, more and more, they lies double the lies. So who you think been chosen to straighten this mess out? The people that been under the lies. And nobody been under them lies like we have. So we here tonight on this Rock Talk radio station point to a very serious issue. And we hope all people of common sense will join us to help get rid of this so we can all clear ourselves to be human beings. And we're not color. Not saying we got a color that we don't represent. You got a color and you're not representing that color, then you've been tricked. A game been played on you. So we're here tonight. First, we like to kick our talk off with a prayer called El Fatah, meaning to open. And I'm sure all the prophets of God open with prayer. And they will see all the prophets with serious meanings. So they open up with prayer. We got to have prayer. Prayer is the strongest detergent that you can use to clean the heart and mind up. Prayer, sincere prayer. So we hold with a prayer called El Fatah. First, we would say it in the Arabic language. Then we would repeat it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbi Lailameen. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Sirata al-Mustaqim, Sirata al-Ladina An'amta alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi alayhim wa lad-dallin. Amen. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the one who's been cast out. In the name of God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to Allah, the Lord and cherished sustainer of all worlds. Allah is most gracious, Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We're asking Allah to always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. I mean, we'd like to greet all our brothers and sisters and audience in the best of the greeting. Whenever a prophet or messenger was sent to a people, they were told to greet those people in peace. And we know the best greeting to greet anybody is in peace. And God peace is the best greeting of the peace. And we'd like to greet you in that greeting of peace of Assalamu Alaikum. Something may in God peace be unto you. We're here tonight, November the 2nd. This year just about gone. 2023. Seemed like last week was January. So this world is winding down. This year is going down. And all the evil things that we see with it, we pray to Allah that Allah knows what's best. And Allah said nothing goes wrong or happens that they get permission of Allah. And Allah said he going to deal with everything that goes wrong in the earth, because it is the earth. That's not a leaf that falls off a tree. That leaf don't get the permission of God to leave that tree. This is the power of the one creator. So he's in charge. He sees what's going on. And those people who doing the killing, they got judgment to face. They got to go through a door of judgment. They got to be judged. And the people that died for no reason, then we pray that Allah grant them the paradise. Huh? How can you kill babies, women and children, men? You got to have the man and the woman to populate the earth, and you're killing them all up, and you talking about you are civilized people. I remember when the Jews left the Holocaust, and they show how they left the Holocaust. And many of them came home and got big and fat. And what did they do? After it's all over, the Christians were saying, forgive. Jesus died for their sins. But them Jews didn't say that. Them Jews hunted every one of those men that was over the Holocaust, killed them, brought them to court. They was too old to take them to trial, so they put them in jail, and they spend the rest of their life in jail. They didn't forgive them. We the only forgiving people that's left, I believe. We'll forgive anybody that is light-skinned. Huh? I remember when that Caucasian woman, police officer, went in that African-American apartment and killed him. And she finally went to court, and the judge sentenced her. The man with the brother of the one the brother of the man that was killed, he got up there and hugged the killer of his brother. Then the judge got off the bench and come out there and hugged her. That only happened in none of the African-American trial. And you talking about racism? African-American are the most racist people against each other, and the proof of that, they own nothing. They own nothing. They have no true love. They got a church in every quarter of the city, of the state, in every town, but very little love for each other, because they don't spend no money with each other. They keep the people fat, keep the people pocket running over, who have caused hell to be rained down on them. It's like saying they love Satan because Satan give them nothing. And I'm not talking about all Caucasians. I'm talking about the majority of them in power who are judges and lawyers and big businessmen. They care little or nothing about us. And they make it hard for us to see each other as human beings. Willie Lynch was told the plantation owners, long as you keep them away from Islam, you'll have them slaves forever. This is what Willie Lynch said. Somebody need to tell the people that. He didn't say Christianity. He told them to keep them away from Islam, and they'll be your slaves forever. Ain't that something? This man had to understand if you tell a people a lie long enough, they will pass that lie down from generation to generation. Haven't the African American done that? Haven't the African American passed down that Jesus is coming back? Jesus died for your sins. Santa Claus came down the chimney. They don't even own. They still passing that lie down. So Willie Lynch know what he was saying. So we here tonight praying to Allah, working and calling on Allah to change this ugly picture, this ugly garden that we got to live in with all these they can bite you anytime. Riding down the street, they can bite you. A snake driving that police car, take you to court and another snake on the bench to rob you of your money. You come home and another snake bites you, a gas bill snake, a light bill snake, bite you. You go to the grocery store, there's another snake there to bite you. They suck all your life out of you. So we live in a garden full of snakes, full of evil and uncorrupt people. And many of those people look just like us. We can't see. It's not the color is the problem. It's the mind. The mind. There's many Caucasians that love us. But there's people they around that got that kind of mind who threaten to kill them if they act like they love you. So we said Allah is God. Allah is one. Allah who lives and never dies. Allah who summit. We said, Lam Yulet, wa Lam Yulet, wa Lam Yulakuku for Wala. Say, He Allah is one. He neither begotten nor be forgotten. There's none like Allah. And that is beautiful. We can't see Allah. So we can't say what Allah looks like because he's unseen. He's a power greater than we have the mind to imagine. We can't imagine how something put that sun in the sky that stays up there and don't fall down. To go near that, we can't even go near it. So we know there's no human being put that up there. No human being can stand in the fire. We know angels can go anywhere. We can't see them, but we can feel them. When we feel the rain, the wind, when we see the storms, we see the forces of the angels that have been given assignment to do. And they don't miss when they get their assignment to do. We were told one time all angels were women. But the scripture never said that. Scripture never pointed to no woman. But the TV did, the movies did. All these people pointed to a woman as being an angel. Because they want to make an angel seem weak and sweet. And that's forgive everything. That ain't the case. So we say our praises be to Allah. We're here tonight to bring the human being back get the human being to come back and be the human being that Allah created. Allah said he created us from dust, molded us, and shaped us and formed us and blew into our nostrils. And we became a human creature. Huh? Become a human being, we call. And then he taught us that the highest form of a human being is Muslim, a mukman, a mukmanin. That's the highest form a human being can carry. Because a human being, he can think wrong. Prophet Muhammad said he tamed his jinn. He tamed that thing in him to make him think wrong. And made him submit. And that means all of us can do that. If we choose to. If we choose to do that, then we all can submit to the will of the one who gave us this life. Yeah, it's hard. Because nobody like a nice person. Even Christ Jesus said, why you want to kill me? In the Bible, he said, he made a statement. He said, why you want to kill me? A good man, that you know he was a man. He didn't say, why you want to kill me? I'm God. Why you want to kill me? I'm God's son. I'm Jesus Christ. He said, why you want to kill me? I'm a man. And Prophet Muhammad said, I'm no more than a man just like you. In other words, Jesus got hungry. He got sick. He needed food, water, and shelter just like we did. So he's a human being. And God said if the earth were populated with angels, he would send us an angel as a prophet. But he sent us a human being. He didn't send no grass to talk to us, or squirrel, or rabbit, or any animal. He sent a human being. And then told the human being to tell them the truth. If they don't accept it, then that's on them. There's no force in this religion. I'm not going to force nobody to believe in what is good and true. That's what he said. I'm not going to force nobody to worship nothing that is not true and real. So God didn't send no rabbit or cow or anything to talk to you but a human being. And that's the only thing that can reach you is a human being. If you get sick, there's not no car going to operate on you or a monkey going to operate. It's going to be a human being to operate on you to get whatever in you that's causing you to have problems. If that human being get it out and make you feel better, then that's what's going to do it, a human being. Now, if he operate on you, he's not truly a 100% human being. He might mess you up. You might just say, since I got you under, and you can't, you don't know nothing, let me kill this person. Ain't nothing you can do because that's not a human being. And what is a human being? A human being is one who submits. I don't care what a religion he is. If he not submit his will to do the will of God, and he's a human being, but he's a pagan in his lifestyle. He worshiped a creation, and he's a pagan, then you at risk when you lay down and let that type of person put you to sleep. So we here with common sense teaching. There's only one God, and God done gave us all the information that we need to operate this life that will keep our life safe, because we come here to die and get a record. And once we die and get this record, we take this record with us. And we are told, don't die, let me die in a state of Islam. Submit our will to do God's will. So you can tell people that. You can preach that to people. You can let warn people like that. But they still have the limited free will where they don't have to listen. They can choose their own way of believing. But if they're not reading scripture, if they read scripture and scripture tell them not to do it, they still have a right to disrespect or not to obey scripture. God gave them that right. But they have a right to understand they're going to be the biggest loser, because that is life after death. It's like that life after sleep. God woke us up this morning, meaning Allah is giving us another opportunity to make this life better, make it what Allah wanted to be. Prophet Muhammad gave us 5 prayers to make, gave 5 times during the day, 5 different times of period of the day. Then that is our saving force, if we believe. Many people say they believe, but they don't truly believe. They want that thing to be the way they want to, not the way Allah designed it to be. So we're here tonight for the help of Allah. Hope we can straighten out the world that we've been trusted in, that we were put in by Almighty God Allah to be tested. And then we find people that don't care nothing about our test, then the good people among like us should be working together. If we fail to work together, then we get what the majority want on the minority. God said everything he created, so there's more good people than there are bad. But they have to be one. Allah said judgment don't set into on the people until they've been one, until they've been told, until they've been given the true value of themselves. And then judgment set in. So God allowed us to be Christian, Muslim, and Jew. Then he gave us revelation. And all the revelation said to worship one God. The good revelation said, be a good neighbor, be a good father, be a good mother. And why would God give us any other information other than that information? Christ Jesus said in the Bible, God is the one who gave us the word God. He didn't do it. It says in Genesis, Saint John, that Jesus said that God gave me the word God. I didn't do it. God gave it to you. God gave us the word of God. This is what Jesus said. He said, I didn't come on my own. God sent me. So he wasn't on God. So all the lies they added with Jesus that brought about racism, making one he had have Jesus, eyes of Jesus, all this came about because of the lies that the evil one put together and shared with the world. And Willie Lynch led in that category. Willie Lynch said, long as you keep them away from Islam, you will have them to be your slave forever. And that has been a fact. We've been celebrating Christmas ever since we've been here. We've been celebrating Halloween. They thought Halloween, we ain't stopped celebrating that. We've been celebrating 4th of July and everything else they have given us. And we have thought it out. We celebrate because they celebrate. Who? The evil ones. Our Caucasian brothers been tricked. And they've been tricked and kept this trick on them. I am a white man. They have black, white and black water. White and colored water. We had to drink at the colored water fountain. And they drunk at the white. They wouldn't say black. Because many of them had went into the female and turned most of their babies, a lot of them babies, light in their neighborhood. So they didn't want to say white, so they said color child, color baby. But everybody got a color. And their color was not white. Their color was red, pink. But they got away with them lies all them years. All them years they got away with them lies. And now the truth is on the scene. The one who came to revive these religions brought all this out and gave it to us and for us to look at and take the best thereof and share it with the people. And that's what we have to do, remove all the racial amendment for worship and let the people know until that is done, there ain't going to be no coming together of peaceful mind or we be able to live together in peace. Because one will always think he's better than the people we are. I'm talking about our people that in the situation I am. I can go to McDonald's right now and get in line, which I'm not going to McDonald's, eating at McDonald's until these Jews stop bombing the Palestinians. I'm not buying nothing from McDonald's, Burger King, Popeye's chicken. I ain't spending not one penny, not stepping in there and buying no Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola until they stop killing up the people. And the United States stop helping these terrorists, these evil ones, help kill up the people. I'm not going to spend my money with these people. That's my choice. And I think I'm making the best choice. A lot of other Muslims are doing the same thing, not going to spend their money. I know Coke. You'll see the economy change. We're not buying no Pepsi or Coke and none of them things. We're not going to buy McDonald's and Burger King and all them things today with the evil Caucasian or evil Jewish people. We want them to know that. We need everybody to join us in this. The little thing they can do is hold on to their money. That don't take much effort to say I ain't gonna buy this. When we get that kind of power, like we boycotted the bus situation in Birmingham, where we said we're not gonna ride the bus, we can't sit on where we want to, we're not gonna spend our money riding the bus. We should have owned the bus. We shouldn't spend our money nowhere we don't own. That's what we should have did. But the church kept telling us to love everybody. Give Jesus a chance. And Jesus ain't never told us to do what they have said to do. So we've been following them blindly, and many of them died because we followed what they have said blindly. I love everybody. God don't love everybody, because if he did, he wouldn't put no fire and brimstone on the homosexual population. You wouldn't have, Tom Gomayo would not be mentioned. If God loved everybody, but he wanted the homosexual, I do not love you. You are unnatural. Get your act together. There's nothing waiting on you but some fire and brimstone for the life you have chosen. When I say I made man and woman, I didn't make nothing less. Anything less than a man and woman, I do not support. God is not supporting it. And anything can happen at any time to those ungodly people. Two women want to kiss. Two men hugged up. Their life is bringing them quickly to an end. And I hope that many of them turn around and go back to the natural life that Almighty God wants them to have. And one homosexual come out and said, nobody tell me who to love. But then don't read the Bible. God done told you who love and not to love, and show you what happens when you love somebody that God said not to love. Both of you going to get the hell by. So praise it be to Allah. I see I got another member of this Black Talk radio station, Ann, up. And I'm going to bring him in. I am Brother Abdul Akpa and Dai Akpa. We are co-hosts here on this Bob Talk radio station coming out of California. And we have Suja Muhammad and his wife, Quran Muhammad. And so we're going to invite Brother Suja to come up. He's a part of this co-host working. Yeah. I said, long patient, Brother Suja Muhammad.
Walang Islam.
I know you ready, so you don't have to get ready. God. Okay, you ready?
Alhamdulillah.
You got it. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I'm also testifying and bear witness that there is only one creator. There's only one God. Also bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. We like to give all the believers in righteousness and truth the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
We got salam.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I'd like to read, I hope everybody's just keeping up with what's going on there in Israel, you know, and just in tune with the things that has been done, and all the one that's involved, and you got different countries now is standing up, you know, against Israel and against America and against Europe. That's what they say. That's who they say they was against. America, Israel, and Europe. So these are the countries that have came together and committing genocide against the Palestinians. These are the countries that united investing their wealth in Israel, giving them weapons and monies, and helping them Israel slaughter children, babies, old folks, and properties, and all those things that they don't supposed to do in a time of war. Israel is doing it, and you got these other countries is supporting it. They're supporting it. You know, you got a whole lot of, you got people saying that America got to be careful. She got to be careful. You know, we got people here in America that is Palestinian and love their brothers and sisters. You know, hey, anything can happen. You can be riding on the train, or riding on the bus, and some person thinking that they are supporting the Palestinians and blow up the whole bus, blow the train up. You see, so we got to be careful. You know, I'm not saying that it's gonna happen. But you got to be careful when a person is doing what Israel is doing. You know, anything can happen. That's what Israel is doing. Israel is doing. It's against the human being. It's against God.
That's the art of war.
Right. It's going against the art of war, you know, that you shouldn't destroy and kill older peoples,
children and the
natural the trees and things like that. That you shouldn't destroy that, you know. They destroying everything. Everything. There was a Caucasian that was saying that it's no way possible, and he been working with the government, dealing with wall and all that other stuff, and he said that. You got over two million and some peoples there in the Gaza Strip. He said that you cannot go into a country with the type of heavy equipment that Israel is talking about using without causing real destruction. You don't have no control over it. It's gonna be destruction that you can't prevent. You know. And you can't say that you just trying to do this and you just. You know, you looking out for the children, and you looking out for the buildings and different things. You can't say that. The gentleman said, "He said it's gonna destroy things that you ain't got no control over. You go in there with heavy equipment in a small area like the Gaza Strip." And you get that amount of people. So just thinking about and looking at what they are doing, you know, you know these people don't believe in God. How could they believe in God? Cutting babies' heads off. How could these people believe in God? They don't believe in God. Whoever thinks that these people believe in God, you know, they got to be high. They got to be drunk. And the norm is that a person, if they want to be right. You shouldn't be with a person that obviously don't believe in God. If you're believing God and you're with people like Israel, then you get ready to go to hell because you're going to hell too. Allah is the one that judges all, each and every one of us gonna have to die and go before God. I'd like to read the Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Surah 39, starting at ayat 42. It is Allah that takes the soul of men at death, and those that die not, he takes during their sleep. Those on whom he had passes the decree of death. He keeps back from returning to life. But the rest he sends to their body. For for a time appointed. Verily, and this is a sign for those who reflect. What? Do they take for intercessors other besides Allah? Say, even if they have no power whatever and no intelligence, say, to Allah belongs exclusively the right to grant intercession. To him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. In the end, it is to him that ye shall be brought back. That's to this day, brothers and sisters. If you believe in God and you with these peoples, and you see that these people are destroying people by the thousands, what do you think going to happen to you when you go before God? When Allah, the one and only, is mentioned, the hearts of those who believe not in the hereafter are filled with disgust and horror. But when gods other than he are mentioned, behold, they are filled with joy. Say, O Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth, knower of all that is hidden and open, it is thou that will judge between thy servants and those matters about which they have differed. Even if the wrongdoers has all that there is on earth, and as much more, in vain would they offer it for ransom from the pain of the penalty on the day of judgment. But something will confront them from Allah, which they could never have counted upon. For the evil of their deeds will confront them, and they will be completely encircled by that which they used to mock at. Now, when trouble touches man, he cries to us. But when we bestow a favor upon him, as from ourselves, he says, this has been given to me because of a certain knowledge I have. Nay, but this is but a trial. But most of them understand not. Thus did the generation before them say. But all that they did was of no profit to them. Nay, the evil results of their deeds overtook them. And the wrongdoers of this generation, the evil result of their deed will soon overtake them too. They will never be able to frustrate our plans. So if you just read just a little bit of the Holy Quran, just a little bit of it, it will and participate in this war, well, then you know what's gonna happen to you, unless you get on the sides of the believer. You get on the side if you help peoples, and you give in charity. You know, you pray for those peoples, those children, and things like that. Well, you know God's going to bless you. He promised you a blessing. Allah said, know they not that Allah enlarges the provisions are restricted for any he pleases, Verily is this a sign for those who believe. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So I mean, President Biden, you can jump up and say that you with Israel all day and all night, and that you support Israel, but you gonna have to face your maker. And Allah promised hellfire for the one that you support and for you. So brothers and sisters, we came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well,
thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
We're living in the time the scripture says that you will see children have turned great.
Turned great. That's right.
What Israel is doing, I know us who are human beings, we have been through a terrible situation similar to that. We know that but they turned all them people back in. They let all the people, and we find out that those people that went into Israel and supposed to took those hostages, still other people. We understand that the United States and Israel set those people up in the Gaza Strip.
I believe.
And then
and Israel set the people up. The one that they said he kidnapped.
He was about to lose his seat.
Yeah.
They were about to take him out of office because he had started running Israel like a dictatorship. He's gonna do the same thing that Donald Trump was gonna do. Over the people. They don't know democracy. So they were riding every day to get him out of office, speaking protest to get him out of office. And this thing happened and all. So we know these people are the master deceivers. They're made to believe that nobody loves them. Everybody against them. They are made it seem that the Holocaust is the worst thing that ever happened. But yet they are worse than the people that put them in the Holocaust.
Allah Akbar.
So his wake up time. And Allah said there's nothing happened that he don't know about. And Allah said they playing and he playing. What they found in. The people are so up in, I was so upset today that I wouldn't go out in the street to say that. But the prophet said, don't get angry. And it made me angry. So go out there, you shouldn't go and talk to nobody. And be express your talk to nobody when you are angry. You got to wait till the water settles. So I wouldn't go out today because I was angry. But you know, now I have time. I'm not angry no more because I know a lot of people. He know how to chastise and punish people. He know how to reward people, give people what he need. He know what they need, and he the grant of all good. So I got to keep my mind on that. That like the one that Imam said, it's not what Allah don't want. It ain't going to be there that long. We was in slavery so many, but we came out of slavery quicker than the European came out of slavery under the British rule.
Yes, sir.
So we would have been farther on if we didn't have the preachers, the people that preach every Sunday to us, that misled us, lead us away from what God wants us in. That's what these preachers did. They didn't preach to lead us to our own economic development, what we can own and grow and take care of ourselves. They led us back to independence on the people that looked like that image they had in their church.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to have people that looked like us have been working. This is hard to keep us in this situation that we're in. Because
been
like George Washington Carver, because they didn't follow him. African Americans didn't follow him. They were scared. They were afraid. They didn't follow Dr. King. They didn't follow Frederick Douglass because they were afraid of him. Because they didn't look like that him. They didn't follow him. And when Dr. King come, people were living in shacks. And he went to talk to them to get them out of those shacks and get them to vote and try to stand up for themselves. They looked at Dr. King. They was afraid to. Because here Georgia, they still have plantations down in South Georgia that the people live on the plantation. And you go down there and talk to them and try to get them off that plantation, they will tell you you're crazy.
No way.
Down in Mosta, Georgia, went down there and seen that plantation. It that tore me up. But the people, you tell them they got a TV on the press and they don't pay no rent and stuff, they will fight you that if you try to get them.
That's right.
So when you like Willie Lynch said, long as you keep the people away from Ellis Long, you'll have them forever. That's in his biography. He said that long as you keep them away from Ellis Long, you'll have them forever. That is what he got us forever. We own nothing. And then when somebody mentioned that we own nothing, it's like you talking to a dead tree, a wall or something.
They can't. They don't have nothing to respond with.
They get angry at all.
That's the next thing to do, get angry, get mad.
So like Jesus said, why you want to kill me, a good man? And they done got to say, anybody that bring any good, they mad at. If you said something about the rap music, you get mad at the rap music. Boy, you finna get some backlash. If you tell the homosexuals that they use it and how they exploit the people, you think the people will be happy with you bringing them this information? They get mad at you.
Yeah.
And the first thing they say, judge me not. Don't judge me. You try to judge.
Yeah.
So whenever a good person stand up, they with a Lynch control kick in. When a decent woman walk down the street, she will get insulted by the women. They know better. Call up H and all that. And then go to church on Sunday and fall all down and get back up and say they love you. So this is what we run into. This is what we face. And a few people that do carry the truth, we make enemies. Because nobody going to like you when you be honest. Nobody going to like you when you say the truth. Yeah.
Please don't.
So it's a tough job for any person who stand up against this wrong that these people don't build up and trying to keep hold on. Yeah, I don't like Byron no more. He done become a worse president too.
Yes, sir.
Go stand up for the devil. Go stand, knowing it's wrong to kill people, innocent people. They'll tell you that. They'll tell
you. He ain't
going to
get away with that.
He'll tell you. He got up and stood up and talked about those people got shot down in the school. And we're going to deal. We're going to stop this. We're not going to have this killing of these innocent people. And they Hamas is not the Palestinian people.
That's right, brother.
United States and Israel put there. Hamas.
They killing Palestinians. If the enemy is Hamas, why they ain't killing Hamas?
But when you look at it, it's deeper than that, because anytime a people got the power to cut the water off, cut the next twist out, when they get ready, you that's been in there.
You're in bad shape.
You're in bad shape.
Bad shape.
You cut the water off. You be taking a bath in the water cut off. You ain't nothing but a devil to do something like that.
You in bad shape.
On himself, that's really oppressed. That's a really a mean, evil oppressor. He ain't got a wall. Let so many in come in and clean up or clean up the city. And then they better not say too much. They'll kill them. So I'll take the woman. He went into the temple and beating the women who praying.
The misuse of power. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You gonna stop these people? When the Jews, they use the Holocaust, everybody, make everybody feel sorry for them. I don't feel sorry for them.
You can't use that card on me.
They only playing that game on me. I know how they live through our neighborhood, robbing the people. You go in there and buy 2 pounds of meat, and it goes up to 6 pounds because they put their hand on the scale while they buy. You got it, so you can't go forward going away.
Why that's so bad, man.
Go down.
Put the hand on the scale while they waiting to get meat up.
Old ragged car. And then when you went back to get the money, one brother went took the car back he bought from the nation, took the car back to Jews. So I ain't giving you nothing. And the brother said, God going to punish you for that. So the Jew jumped up on the table of his office and said, "Get me, God. I dare you, God." And this was cold hearted. "Get me, God." Say, "I dare God do anything." So these are the kind of people we had to live with.
Yeah.
These guys keep control. So when the Jews, when they left the Holocaust and every captain or lieutenant was there at the Holocaust, to help put them in that fire, they tracked all of them down. They can catch and kill them or put them in jail. They're too old to be put in to kill, so they put them in jail for the rest of their little remain life. Huh? But they taught the Christian to say, "God, Jesus, forgive. Otherwise, whatever they have done to us, Jesus already forgave them. That ain't nothing but a lie. God is the forgiver. So we've been following them lies, accepting those lies. I seen them lies my daddy had, and I tried to crack all of them down when I got the truth. I tried to knock all of them down. He finally submitted. See, what you got better than what I got. He said that out of his own mouth. So alhamdulillah. So we got the best. So if there's anybody else who would like to share in this beautiful conversation that we having on the world situation, no matter if you want to talk about reparation. Now, is any people in the world, since the world began, should be receiving reparation? It's the African-American people. We the only people that worked 400 years without getting paid. Being knocked down. We had no law in the courthouse to protect us. We had no law. We had no law to protect us. So, Brother Amin, that come in, let me bring Brother Amin. I know he wanted to discuss that because we know that there's one way we can get out of this situation that we put. It's going to take money. It was a lack of money to put us in. No money put us in this way. It's going to take a lot of money to get us out of this condition. And we ain't going to let nobody tell us how stupid African-Americans going to do with the money. That we ain't going to fall for that tree. We're going to kill ourselves with drugs and buying fancy cars. It's going to be a bunch of them do that, but that ain't going to be us. Let them kill themselves. Going to do. They have the right to do that. But we ain't going to do it. So I'm going to bring Brother Amin up. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Amin.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum. Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah. Praise be to Allah, brother. Yes, yes. You know, the wealth gap, it was, they have a movie out explaining the importance of the wealth gap. You know, how the average Caucasian family own anywhere from 10 to 15 times more in wealth. Not income, but just wealth. Land and stocks and bonds and homes and real estate and everything. 15 times more than we do. People have to understand that. They have to understand that wealth gap. And that's what we're trying to, that's the main thing reparations is for. You know, Mr. Darity, my stepdaughter, her club is hosted Mr. Darity, William Darity, the one who wrote the book, and wrote that book. He's going to be here Saturday, and because it's a fundraiser for these lawyers. So my stepdaughter is a lawyer, you know, fundraiser down in San Diego, and we have to, you know, he talks about that wealth gap. He talks, he say it's going to take $14 trillion. One thing about him, he ain't playing with it. He let it out. You know, he let everybody know it's going to take about $14 trillion. Akbar, can you take over a minute? I'm in something right now. I'll come back.
Just take over. Yeah, for the end of this year, inshallah, we're going down there and to the government building, and we're gonna file for our reparation, and we're gonna take the papers down there and see can we get them filed, notarized, and filed. And we having but $10 million for our family situation. So we're going to actually see what this is going to be a spark to try to get the people to see. Don't be afraid to ask for what's yours. A lot of our people say, oh, they ain't going to give you that. How your people say, oh, they going to give you that? How you know what they're going to give you? They see the sign. They see the weather. They read tornadoes. They read the fires that's come up from nowhere. A flood that's come up from nowhere. They read the sign. They know there's a power that's trying to tell them they need to get it together. Huh? They see what time it is. The devil ain't no fool. Devil wants to be around here too. Because they tell you in the Quran, says the devil seen, so he riding the donkey, got off the guy running, and he said, well, the devil said, you don't see what I see. So the devil got sense. He want to be around here a little more longer to influence people to get on his train so he can take them there. So he knows if he don't get out the way when Allah is punishing the situation, he got something. So they owe us. And then they're going to give the Jews that much money. We not going. That's how we wake them up. You gonna get people that kind of money for what? Why are you getting Jews billions of dollars of our money, tax money every year? Giving these other people, then you getting countries money to put dictators over. We know about that. So we know we tired of furnishing your dictators over the people. Let the people run their own country the way they want to run it. Not like your influence. We need to get out of paying countries and their influence, getting in other people's business and want to tell them what to do and how to live their life. No, we getting out of that business, and we want that to stop. We want our reparation, and we know once this reparation starts, and we want all money cut off given to Israel. We want to give. They got an atomic bomb, and they so independent. They want to lock people up, put them on concentration camps. The people, the land they have taken. Then we shouldn't be poor nobody like that. Allah say he only those who do that. And them people there ain't doing nothing right. So we have to speak out. We can't be afraid
of
what they do or what they gonna say. And stop worrying about the criticism coming from
those. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like I said, you back? Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, you know, this is the beginning of the month. You know what that is? What that means, Allah Akbar. So, praise be to Allah. Let me see. Let me see what we got here. Oh, praise be to Allah. Yeah. Oh, okay, can I? Can I come back in?
Yes, sir. You got it. Yes, sir.
Okay. Praise be to Allah, brother. Yeah. Yeah, I'll praise be to Allah. Yeah, the wealth gap. We have to understand it. Darity talks about 14 trillion, and he ain't shame. This little lady married this Caucasian lady who ran for president. You know, people don't know in the last presidential election, about six or seven of the candidates talked about reparations in the, you know, like running for president. And this woman, Marianne Williamson, she kind of says, well, we don't want the figure too big. But ain't, you know, that's not Darity. Darity said, no, it's going to take money. It's going to take, you know, and they could come up, and he says they could come up with the money. You know, they came up with the money during the COVID. They shut
right.
down America. They shut
mm-hmm.
down America.
And right.
And they went and got that money or printed that money, however they got to borrow the money. But it was trillions of dollars, you see. Yeah, so that's what Darity says. He said, no, we can't worry about that. We can't, you know, we can't worry about them getting the money. No, this is what it is, and it's the wealth gap. You know, we can't inherit, and we can't leave money and property and stocks and bonds and all that to our children. But the Caucasians do, and they've been doing it. At the end of the Civil War, they got 160 acres, a whole lot of European immigrants from Europe. They got 160 acre land grants. And like Dr. King said, they got somebody to teach them how to farm and all that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Under the Homestead Act of 1875, something like that. Yeah, yeah. So it's out there. It's out there. And it's just a matter. It's just a matter of. Hold on one. Hey, hold the phone, brothers. Hold the phone, please. Hey, Miss Jerry. Okay. You got it. Who's that?
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Everybody hitting the target, and
all right. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, you got it, brother.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah,
okay, you're busy.
All right, bro. Yeah. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. So all we need to do is educate ourselves and just talk to people. You know, bring up the issue. Bring up the issue. A lot of our people have been beat down. We've been beat down and so disappointed over time. And sometimes we don't even think we deserve anything. You know what I mean? And, they put drugs and the gangs all in the community and beat us down and everything. And with the image, all that. So sometimes our people just don't believe that the truth is coming out, and more people are realizing that we're owed a debt. They owe us a debt, you know.
Right.
And we deserve ours, just like Japanese get and the Jews get and hold up for 1 second, brother. Hold on, folks.
Yeah.
Please hold up.
Yeah. So we done gave up hope. You know, we can't give up hope. You know, there is hope. You know, and that's the reason Islam came. That's one of the reasons Allah, who is most merciful, brought us Islam and made Muslims. And so we're bearing witness to the truth. We out here just like we singing, like the birds singing, you know, like the sun rising. You know, you can see what we are saying. It's light. You know, it's good to the ears. You know, and so hope done came now. And only thing we're asking is that you join in with us. You know, join in with us and stand up. Go ahead, Brother Amin.
Yeah. All praise be to Allah. See, here's the thing, too. You know, we say we love the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We say. It's in our DNA. It's almost like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the father of reparation. Father. You know, he would say, oh, no. He said, freedom, justice, and equality. He said, these people owe us. We built this country.
Absolutely.
You know, they're locking up our children in jails and everything, you know. No, they owe it. You hold up all, brother. Hold up.
Alhamdulillah. So, you see, we have people that have been oppressed, and they still kind of confused things.
Yeah,
they owe us.
Yeah, and see the timing, and everybody see how brutal that white man was. Stayed on that brother's neck, killed him right in front of the world. It went around the world, and everybody said, yeah. So everything them African-Americans been saying, you can see it right now. And then they try to defend him. And then his boys, and the other police who was there didn't even try to stop him. You know, and the people were saying, y'all, stop it. And they... defending off the people like they will pull guns on them if they.
Man, see, I can't breathe.
But this one brother, he just recorded it. He said, y'all, you know, and it was talking to him. Y'all some really low-life people, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So George Floyd kind of really exposed how much of a beast, you know, some of these Caucasians are. And now people are more apt to understand. This is how it is. So reparations is growing. Some big and powerful people are standing up, speaking up, you know, and we should, you know, if we say we love the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, Imam Muhammad told us to think for ourselves. We need to think for ourselves, too, you know. Don't be so scary. You know, don't be afraid to think.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm Elijah Muhammad. You know, he kind of set the pace. He was a little bit extreme talking about separate states, but you could see his thinking. You know, as much as these people have done to us and owe us and everything, and he asked for some space. So you know. In his mind, you know what I mean, we deserve
land, you know what I mean, land and resources and money. You know, and we ain't begging. It's just a debt that we owe. We have to look at it like that.
Make that clear. Make that clear. A whole lot of people still saying we begging.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that brother Randall Robinson, he wrote that book called The Debt. The Debt. Yeah.
It's a
and
debt.
I'm going to get it again. I'm going to get it again. I bought it. Never did really read it. And I let it get away from me. But I'm going to get it again. It's called The Debt. He kind of, you know, he was a big kind of like mainstream African-American, you know, his brother was all in the media and everything, and he was kind of like, you know, kind of like a civil rights type. All of a sudden, he came out there with that book called The Debt, you know, and people wanted to listen and read and try to understand, you know what I mean? And, you know, all praise be to Allah. Yeah. So what time is it now? Oh, yeah. So it's a movie. It's a new movie out by two women, an African-American and a Caucasian. And it's understanding something about understanding the wealth gap. People have to understand, when you say reparations, sometimes people say, well, it's so big. But when you boil it down to that index of the wealth gap, you kind of let people see. They understand when you say Caucasians have anywhere from 10, maybe to 15 or 20 times more than our average family, you know, and they're able to hand down wealth to them. In fact, as one Darity was saying, that it was a sister, a researcher, a scientist, a sister, a professor, had tracked some of the people who got those 160-acre land grants. You know, he tracked their families. You know, in other words, you know, they recorded who those people were. And so these scientists tracked them over time, who they gave, you know, the land and the money to. You know, it might have been three or four sons and a daughter. So, you know, and then how they handed down that to their children. And they concluded that of those people who got them land grants way back in 1860, 1865, 1870, 1875, somewhere around there, he says 45% of them still are reaping benefits from that land that they got 150 years ago. They still benefit. They still handing down stuff to their children today. 45% of them. That's what them scientists say. See, so that's the stuff that Darity have in his book. See, and that's why Darity is so. How you doing?
Yeah.
See, that's why Darity is so important, because he put it in a book. He said, "Yeah, it's gonna take about $14 trillion, you know, to make us whole." You know, and he said, you know, we don't want to, you know, all of it. We don't want all, you know, the people are arguing about, well, do we want it all in cash? Yeah, cash can be spent up. But some people say, well, and wealth, maybe land and stuff, you know. So I need to keep studying that and try to understand that. Is it going to be just wealth? Just money, or wealth in land, or wealth in education, or something, you know. So we'll get that as time goes on. But in the meantime, we need to keep studying and look for this film. I forgot the name of it. I'll have it maybe tomorrow. Yeah, but I was looking at it a little bit today. Not the film, just like the title. They say something about understanding the wealth gap. People. You know, when you say reparations, it's such a big subject. It's such a big topic that people don't know how to bite into it. But you bite into it by looking at the wealth gap. See, that's how you bite into it. That's how you understand it. You know, they say, how do you eat an elephant? They say, one bite at a time. So if you understand it, look at the wealth gap, and that'll show you how far, you know, all that oppression and lynching and discrimination and all that have done over the years to where the wealth gap is, you know, some people say 10%, but it's, I think it's way higher than that. Okay, I'll turn it back over to you. I'll turn it for the shoe dry.
Somebody else want to laugh.
Somebody want to chime in?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Praise be to Allah. We thank Allah for you. Picking up what you said about the wealth gap, Darity, explain the wealth gap on how the average black household, the average black household has $840,900 less in net income and net worth than the average white household. He said that black America, descendant of peoples enslaved in the United States, constitute 12% of the nation's population, possess less than 2% of the nation's wealth. 2%, think about that. A reparation plan, he said that America would be aimed at bringing the share of black wealth into consistency with the share of the population. The simple arithmetic shows that this will require at least 11 to 14 million $1 trillion. It's a deep gap, brothers and sisters, that we got to bring together. Also, we have a young brother, I think about 23 or 25, 24. His name is Taisi Cotes. Taisi Cotes. And he put together an essay. And his essay argued that America has a moral obligation to pay reparations to the African Americans for the injustice they have suffered throughout history, including slavery, Jim Crow laws, and racist housing policies. Cotes argued that these injustices have had a fasting of impact on African Americans, and that reparations are necessary to address this legacy of discrimination. We need reparations for that. And he had in his essay, he said the essay is a long-form piece of writing that explores the history of racism, a racism in America, and the ways in which it had affected African Americans. Cotes draw on a wide range of historical sources. He getting information from all these brothers and sisters to make his case, including the writing of W.E. Du Bois, Martin Luther King Jr., and Malcolm X. He also discusses the history of redlining. You know what redlining is? If a person talks to you, you fill out an application, or you giving them information, and they ask you, what is your zip code? They'll get that information so they can use it in order not to lend you money or assist you if you live in a certain area, because they done redlined that area. And I told him, I said, why you ask me what my zip code is? I don't want to let you know what my zip code is. I said, is this going to stop me from getting what I'm supposed to get? No. They tell you some kind of lie. You know, when you lie, you have to keep lying. You know, so they make up a lot. Brother Colton said that the history of redline practice in which banks and other institutions refuse to lend money to African Americans effectively prevent them from buying homes in certain neighborhoods. You see, redlining. They got all this here working against the people, African-American people. You know, they got things that is code words, you know, where they know not to even deal with you. That's turning you down right at the bat. They wouldn't give you a chance to explain your situation. And I tell them, I said, I'm a senior citizen. I know I qualify for this. I said, what is it they're going to disqualify me? One of the things is redlining. It's the way I live. You see? So these people owe us a debt, brothers and sisters, and they constantly scheming on us. They constantly scheming on us. If you think that everything is okie dokie here in America, well then you got another thing coming. You know, the only way things gonna get better for us is that we come together. If we get this here reparation, we got to put our monies together and support each other. We got to learn how to support each other, brothers and sisters. Or else you just a target. You just a target for these people. But if you unite and come together, they fear you, brothers and sisters. You got power then. You know, don't pay no attention to these ignorant Muslims that gonna argue with you about everything. Don't pay no attention to these Muslims trying to tell you that reparation, you're begging. That kind of person mind is believing that the white man, I would use the word white, that the white man owns everything. He don't own no everything, brothers and sisters. When we ask for reparation, we got a right to ask for reparation. That's not his. We're not begging for crumbs off the table when we ask for reparation. Look what he's doing. Look at the money that he's giving to all these other countries. Which is our tax money. You know? These people in these other countries, the Ukrainians and the Israelites and things, they're not paying no tax money. That money is the money that they take for us every time you buy something out of the store. Also, you volunteer and you pay. It's a certain amount of money you have to pay up to a certain age, you know, where we can have Social Security. They come out taking that too. This is one of the reasons that we had to watch our president like Biden. We had to watch him because he got some kind of a future idea, you know. And in his future idea, it can cause suffering and destruction for other people. It can cause genocide for other people. So he supports a country that is oppressing and making war against peoples that's innocent. So we had to think. Allah said thinking is good for you and that he loves the thinker. We got to think, brothers and sisters. So let's don't worry about the one that come among us and try to cause confusion and try to make it seem like you begging for crumbs, like you don't know what you're talking about. that we should be doing something else. No. What we should be doing, brothers and sisters, anybody among us think of something like reparation, we all should pitch in and support that idea. That's what we should do. That's smart. That's thinking smart, brothers and sisters. If all of us fall in, don't look for a whole lot of negative stuff to talk about. Don't come in with a whole lot of negativity. If you want to talk about something, talk about something positive. Talk about something that's going to quicken us to get this reparation. Use your mind to think, you know, well, we can be looked upon as a solid wall, a solid brick wall. Avoid all the weaknesses. Go around the weaknesses and bring out the strength. And when you do that, brothers and sisters, you really are a brother and you really are a sister. So that's what we got to do, brothers and sisters. We got. I don't know who started it, but we got something out on the floor of reparation, and we all supposed to come together and support that idea and help us get this reparation. Reparation is not against us. Whoever thought this idea, didn't think of an idea was against us, is hurting us. Reparations don't help us. Well, we should make our own money. We should do for sale. Brothers and sisters, this money that we are asking for is money that was gathered and collected when we sacrifice the money that we made or the money that we got and we gave it to the cashier. This is our own tax money that came out of our own pocket. And we gave this money to the cashier. And the cashier got to pay a certain amount of money to the government. The cashier got to record all the money that they collected from as far as taxes. And that money come together and it comes up into trillions of dollars. And that and the responsibility of the government with that tax money is that it's supposed to serve us. It's supposed to help us at bad times, troubled times. And we should be able to apply for it. These are not crumbs on the table. This is money that it came together from all the citizens here in America put up their money. This money didn't come out of the white man's pocket. This money came from millions and millions of American citizens. So understand what we are saying, and understand when a person come in like that, understand what that person is doing. It's causing confusion. You got to understand that. Now, if that person is saying something that that is true, and what we're doing is going against us, the American citizen, then we have a right to check it. But at the same time, when we are doing something that is good for all of us, we can't let no one person come in and lie
and let that and say, yeah, he got his opinion. He got a right to say that. Now you check that. That's causing confusion. That's against what we are trying to do. If the president is standing in ignorance, it's still bad. If he's saying it intentionally, that's bad. So we got to keep things on track, keep things going. Don't let a person throw a monkey wrench in what we are doing. So brothers and sisters, we pray that Allah bless us and forgive us for our sin and forgive us for our fault. You know, we pray that Allah show us the right way. You know, teach us the nerves to stand up and fight for truth and righteousness. The peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad forever. I mean, assalamu alaikum.
Where the cats and lamb?
You got it, Brother Akbar.
Okay, I'm going to keep talking about being free love, rock, man, thank Allah again for Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah with the seal of the prophet and the revelation to clean up the revelation that came before it. It has been tampered with. It has been messed up. It has caused a lot of people to lose their life and still causing problems and stuff because a lot of it is nothing but lies. And Satan is the author of lies and he don't like the reason bring him before the truth. He, matter of fact, he might just run away from you. So we have obligation to help get human beings back on track, being the kind of human being that Allah has created, so we all can live in peace on this earth. And we got people that we have put in place as peacemakers, and they're not keeping the peace. They're killing us. That's oppression when you're afraid to ride down the street and you're scared to very people that you are hired or paid or the people that hired them and trained them that they're going to protect you. So you're worrying about if you're going to get home. That's oppression. That's being oppressed. And this is going all over the country. So if African Americans don't stand up and try to reverse it, they're going to be as stink as the buffalo. Buffalo Bill killed all the buffaloes up. And they starved the Indians out, forced them on the reservation. Then took blankets in there with smallpox and gave it to them. What kind of people would do that? Or people who have no shame, who hide behind a lie. That lie, they are white people. There had been some white people. We were never had slaves. We were seeing some of the best people that you ever saw. They'll be kind and nice and be more welcoming people. They wouldn't steal, they lie. But there's no white people. We are human beings. The man said we got to change the language of these people that who stole us. Brought us in, gave us a name, and gave us identity that God didn't give us. God identity gave us an identity of human beings. Then came later Muslims, submit to his will. There can't be no human being, or can't be the true human being, that he submits his will to do the will of God. Let me a Muslim, Jew, or Christian, we are all atheists, whatever. If they're not, we're not going to submit our will to the will of God, then we are missing the mark of human beings. But still, we're going to be destroying each other. That's what that's designed to do, destroy the family life, to destroy the human life. Where are our young people going? It's hard to see young people today like you used to. It's hard to find them. Many schools are going out of closing down because there's no young people to put in those schools. So many of the school system is drawing up. and because there's no more people getting on the bus. So this is the plan of Satan. When we could make enough people, we could make enough people to pick Christ. We could used to have 20, 15 or 20 children in one family, and we made it some kind of way. Now they don't want you to have one. They don't want you to have one child. And then they want you, if you get called when you pray, you get an abortion. Abortion have killed many, many, many kids. Never seen daylight because they influenced that young lady to take that baby's life. And somebody said, one of the doctors said, how they, the boy can turn to how they abort the child. The doctor reached in there sometime like the baby got too old and cut the baby's throat, pull it out. We know the history of the of the Galileo people, the people that who were really barbaric, who used to bury the female children and to have more males to fight in the war. But look how Allah has reversed that. There's more females than there are males. So the curse came about on them for that. So we got to reverse all that. So if anybody else got anything to say before I bring up Sister Lala and bring her in and let her bring some poems, some of her poems in. So anybody else got anything you would like to say? You see, y'all, you got anything? Sister Karan got anything you would like to say?
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Bismillah Rahman Rahim. But I just want to say is that when you guys start fighting justice for the Palestine, then make sure you add on Sergeant Hassan Akbar, because what you're fighting for is the same thing that he was fighting for too. He didn't want to go over there and kill Muslims, and so they end up setting him up. So my son, right, uh-huh. So when you fight justice for them, make sure you fight justice for your brother, too. Alhamdulillah. That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, that other story, like your story with your son, and I just hope that those of you whose sons are feeling in that condition, got tricked like that, just came together. We could have got on the news and spoke out against how they did to your son, you know. And now you telling people that Imam was going to help you, I thought that at least you would get more support from the Muslim community. But anyway, alhamdulillah. We got to keep it on the minds and the people what have happened to your son.
Right.
Got to keep it on the mind. You know, when you get a chance, bring that to the people. Because you're not the only one this has happened to. But the real issue of this thing, you had a Muslim lawyer that robbed you of your money. This should be brought out too. They stole your money. And then
Musa Dan Furio. Musa Dan Furio, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah, you kept that out in the public. You kept that out. That's all.
Let's be normal. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the name of that? The Muslim, where we worked, where you used to sell Sujah, where they brought you out there to the Six Flags, and you had a booth. What's the name of the Muslim?
Mm-hmm.
Let us set up. They let us. They gave us everything to set up.
Maybe appeal to them because they got lawyers and all kind of people in their organization can help. And they got people that can help.
I just don't remember. I don't remember. I remember we used to go to that meeting.
Start with a C.
The brother got that supermarket. The Muslim got that big supermarket there on Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That brother got that supermarket there.
Then he got a whole lot of places. And I'm saying they own Church of Chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, the Church of Chicken, they own that. And they got a whole lot of places in there. I think they help run the warehouse.
We need to get in contact with him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot all about them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me bring Sister Lala. I know she got her poems she's been looking at today, and she's going to bring her some good ones. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Lala. How's your
life? Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Okay, here we go. Bismillah. Say, nothing shall ever happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. I mean. Okay, and then I have this one. Yes. Bismillah. My prayer for you, may Allah fill your family with unity and joy, friends with loyalty and trust, heart with love and peace, soul with praise and thanksgiving, mind with wisdom and discernment, body with vibrant health, days with wonderful memories, life with self. Bismillah. Stay strong, put your trust in Allah Almighty. Read the Quran, pray, praise Allah, this will help you. Ya Allah, don't let me ever turn away from you. No matter how many trials and difficulties you test me with, let these difficulties serve to make me a strong Muslim and more sincere to you. Ya Allah, give me and keep me on the straight path. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Okay, here's another one. Bismillah. May Allah be with you at every step you take. May Allah guide you in every decision you make. May Allah help you when life gets rough. May Allah bless you with more than enough. May Allah protect you when you fall. May Allah hear you when you call. May Allah soothe your heart when you do not understand. Here's another one. Bismillah. Indeed, Allah loves the doers of good. Indeed, Allah loves those who are constantly repentant and loves those who purify themselves. Indeed, Allah loves the righteous and Allah loves the steadfast. Indeed, Allah loves those who rely upon him. Indeed, Allah is, I can't make it up. Indeed, Allah loves those who act justly. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Okay, here's another one. Bismillah. Always remember, no matter what situation you're in right now, Allah chooses it for you. Don't be sad. Don't complain. Allah knows best. Allah will give you the best. Even if it takes time, be thankful for everything. Say alhamdulillah. Ameen, ameen, ameen.
Ameen.
Yes, sir. Okay, let me see what we got here. Another one. Let's see. This one would be for tomorrow. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, whoever among you wakes up in the morning and is safe in his home, in good health, and has enough provision for the day, it is as if he has all the good things of this world. Excuse me. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Everything Allah gives us is for a purpose. Everything Allah takes from us is for a purpose. Every experience is for a purpose. Allah doesn't do anything without a purpose. Everything in your life has a purpose, even the pain. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Okay, so let's see, we can do another one. Okay, here's another one for Juma. Oh Allah, on this blessed day of Juma, we ask you to shower your blessings upon us and forgive our sins. We ask you to guide us to the straight path and protect us from all evils and temptations. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much. Please come when you come back, you know, Saturday, inshallah. Well, everybody
yes,
get ready for fire and ready for our next program, CP contract, contrast and Graceline reparation. And 35 seconds. So, Sujal, will you close us out with a dua, please, sir? Sister, will you close us out, please? That's going to make
sense. Yes, sir. Okay.
You close us out.
Sujal?
No, you close it out. Well, I got to
Okay. Okay. Sister can go and close it out. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I was
ahead.
Muted when you
had.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Alhamdulillah. Okay.
You got it, Sister Law.
Okay. Yes, sir. Audhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Man rahim. Malaki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
آمين
الله
آمين CPC contrast, Graceline and reparation coming up next. Same. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.